It could be a competitive race in Michigan's 104th House District this coming election. The district covers Grand Traverse County. Republicans have held this seat firmly for at least 20 years, but as IPR's Morgan Springer reports, there are signs this year might be different.
It first became evident after the primary election in August. Grand Traverse County's Representative Larry Inman and Democrat Dan O'Neill both ran unchallenged in the primary.
And what we saw is that Larry Inman and Dan O'Neill basically got the same amount of votes.
That's Kyle Malin. He's an editor for MERS, or Michigan Information Research Service. Both candidates got over 11,000 votes, which is typical for Republicans in the district, but Democrats haven't even come close to that in at least the past 20 years. They usually get around 3,000 or 4,000 votes in the primary.
I mean, what a drastic change. I mean, the enthusiasm is just markedly different. To go from 4,500 votes just 2 years ago to 11,000, that's just something that is quite unusual.
And that's one reason Malin says there's a chance the 104th district could flip to the Democrats this year. Representative Inman attributes the Democratic turnout to one main thing, Matt Morgan's write-in campaign. He's the Democrat running for the U.S. 1st congressional seat. He needed voters to turn up in August so he could get on the November ballot.
Other than that, I didn't read too much more into it.
O'Neill agrees Morgan had something to do with it.
But I do sincerely believe that it's reflective of the energy in the community for change. That, I think, is the driving force.
What we're seeing across the state is that there's a big push among educated suburban women to get out and vote.
That's Kyle Malin again.
Who maybe have not been all that active politically in the past, who just really ticked off that they've got a perceived misogynist as their president.
Malin says this is particularly true in Grand Traverse and Oakland counties. Inman has been a politician in Grand Traverse County for more than 20 years, first as a county commissioner, then as state representative for the past 4 years. And he says he's not Trump.
If you have a beef with him, don't take it out on me because I'm a different person.
He says he does not agree with the president's style, but Trump's policies are working.
So this is Parker Place, right, Maura?
No, this is Stone Ridge Drive.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Dan O'Neill and his wife, Maura Brennan, are in a fairly affluent subdivision in Traverse City. They're knocking on doors and introducing prospective voters to O'Neill. O'Neill pulls out his phone and scrolls through addresses, picks one nearby, and he rings the doorbell.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Is this the Walsh residence?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dan O'Neill. I'm running for state representative.
Hi.
Just in the neighborhood. I wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, great.
And say hello. This is my wife, Maura Brennan.
O'Neill hands Erica Walsh a pamphlet. It's got his picture on it and his priorities.
Okay.
All right. So, and I'm sorry, your first name is?
Erica.
Erica.
Yeah.
And this is?
This is Charlotte and Samantha and
Charlotte
Faye.
Charlotte and Samantha. Faye, how are you? So,
O'Neill has been practicing law for over 30 years.
I'm an attorney here in town.
Okay.
I grew up in Traverse. And
oh, so did my husband.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm a little older than your husband.
Well,
I'm sure.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've never done this before.
Okay.
I'm worried about our schools.
Okay.
O'Neill has never run for public office, but he's pretty good at raising money. That's another reason Kyle Malin thinks the 104th could be a competitive race.
This year, Dan O'Neill is making things a lot more interesting. He raised more money than just about anyone running for the House in the state. I think there was about three or four people who may have raised more than him.
According to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, O'Neill has raised nearly $140,000 during the campaign. He's actually outraised Inman by about $60,000. It's unusual for a challenger to outraise an incumbent. O'Neill says the money is going to help.
The sad truth is that in our current political climate, money amplifies your voice.
For the first time in a while, maybe ever, the Democrats in the 104th will have money to spend on TV and radio ads, says O'Neill. But Inman doesn't seem that phased. He says he still has plenty of time to raise money.
My fundraising is pretty consistent from my previous two elections as a state representative.
Even though Malin says this race is very competitive, he says Inman still has the upper hand.
Well, I think in any race, the incumbent usually has a little bit of an advantage.
And Inman says he feels positive about the upcoming election.
I have a success story of everything that I said I would do and what I got done. And that's what people care about.
But, he adds, you always have to be worried about every election and not take it for granted. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.